democracy issues. Professor Katz begins his article by saying, I'll read, you all have read it, post-biblical Judaism is distinguished by the central position its scaled up of values assigns to the study of sacred scripture, both in its written and oral varieties. The study of Torah, I'm just reading from the book at the moment, and the chapter called Halacha and Kabbalah as Competing Disciplines of Study. So I just want to read the first three sentences of Professor Katz's thing, and then we'll go to the sources pretty directly. So he writes, the study of Torah is obligatory to each and every individual, that is males, and is considered as a religious commandment of the first rank, raising the performer's esteem both in his own eyes and in the eyes of others. It differs in one respect from other obligations of the Jewish religion. Its observance can be limitlessly extended, or, in the language of the Mishnah, no definite quantity is prescribed. Therefore, the student of Torah can attain many possible levels until the upper limit of one whose study is his craft, Torah Tov Umnatov, that is, one who devotes himself to the performance of this commandment and also makes it the main concern of his life. In a footnote, Professor Katz writes, the fact that such a prominent characteristic of the Jewish religion has not yet been historically researched in a comprehensive manner testifies to the state of Judaic scholarship with regard to all matters pertaining to the early foundations of Nomad Judaism. We'll dispute that because I think that at least one serious attempt to deal with this problem was made by Professor Bickerman in his book that we've quoted many times on the Jews in the Greek Age, and I've xeroxed me the copy of the chapter dealing with that problem. But the problem that I don't want to go back to the formative times of normative Judaism tonight. Tonight I want to stick to fairly standard texts, and the problem that we want to analyze tonight is what in fact constitutes Torah study. So for that, let's look at the classical sources, and we will find some pretty striking things. So first of all, let's review my page 267 in the handout of tonight. This is a Gemara in Sukkah. Tanu Rabbanan. Shmonim Talmidim Hayu Lo LeHillel HaZaken. Hillel HaZaken had 80 students. This is a famous Gemara. Shloshim Mehen Ru'uyim Shetishre Aleihem Shechina K'Moshe Rabbeinu. U'shloshim Mehen Ru'uyim Sheta'amod Lehem Chama K'Yoshua Ben Nun. Esrim Beinonim. There are 20 mediocre students. Gadol Shebekulan Yonatan Ben Uziel. Katan Shebekulan Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. So the worst of the mediocre students of these 90, of this list of 20, was Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. But Amru Alav Al Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai Shelo Hiniach Mikra U'Mishnah Gemara Halachot Va'Agadot Diktukei Torah VeDiktukei Sofrim Kalim VaHamurim U'Gzerot Shavot Tkufot VeGematriot Sichot Malachei Hasharet VeSichot Shedim. Sichot V'Kalim, Rashi says he doesn't know what that means. Mishalot Kotsim, that's probably a misreading for the Kupsis, which was the reading from, it would appear from, I'm reading now from the Encyclopedia Britannica just to explain what Mishalot Kotsim is in the article on Aesop's Fables. It would appear from the references in the Talmud that the Talmudic sages knew of the fables, both in their separate and their collected forms. It is said of Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, about the year 80, he did not leave out in the circle of the studies the speech of angels, of demons, of trees, and Mishlot Shualim and the Mishlot Kopsim. The author of this article has suggested that the phrase Mishlot Kopsim has no meaning except fables of the washermen. The word Kopsim is a misreading for Kupsis, and interprets the passage as stating that Jonathan was acquainted with Aesop's fables and with the fables of the Kibesis, the latter of which had just been introduced from Ceylon into the Greek-speaking world. So that this is, the Moshalot Kopsim is basically for the collection of Aesop's fables. But let's go on. Moshalot Shualim, or both Moshalot Shualim could be Aesop's fables and Moshalot Kopsim are the Ceylonian fables. Davar Gadol v'davar Katan. Major matters and minor matters. Davar gadol ma'aseh merkava. Major matters is the study of the merkava. Davar katan havayet abayi v'yirabim. Minor matters are the legal discussions of abayi v'yirabim. L'kayim ma'ashen emar la'anchil o abayesh v'l zvotehem amaleh. If the least of these students was such, Gadol Shibukulan, Alahat Kama Bakamwa, Amu Allah, Al Yonatan, and Ziel, the Shalashi, Yoshevi, Yosef, the Torah, Kol Oshapoeh, Allah, Miyad Nisraf. The fire of his learning was so great that it burnt any bird that would fly over. Now, the problematic portion of this passage is the contrast between Davar Gadol and Davar Katan. The Gemara says that Davar Gadol is Maaseh Merkava, in comparison to which the entire study of the Talmud is regarded as Davar Katan. And now the issue is, how did the rabbinical authorities and the medieval authorities and the philosophical authorities and the Kabbalistic authorities actually interpret the script? On this matter, the Rambam is clear cut. And I'm not going to read a drop from the Mor Nebuchim. I'm just going to cite everything that the Rambam has to say on this subject in the Yad HaZakah. Let's read what the Rambam says. Okay. First, I'll skip the famous Gemara in Chagiga, which mentions that Maaseh Merkava is the things that one can only study in private. And let's pass to my citation from the Rambam. So that's on my page. Before I do that, maybe I should mention one short passage in the Gemara Bava Kama. The Gemara Bava Kama says that Chachmat Yuvanit, Greek wisdom, is prohibited. That's on my page 274. Why, the Gemara asks, how can you say that the study of Greek wisdom is prohibited? Vatanya Amar Rebbe Be'eretz Yisrael Lashon Sur Si Lama. Why do we speak Syriac, O Lashon HaKodesh, O Lashon Yevanit? Why don't we either speak Hebrew or Greek? Those are the two principal languages. Why are we doing still speaking Aramaic or a dialect of it? Vamor Yosin, Bavel Lashon Arami Lama O Lashon HaKodesh, O Lashon Parsi. Within the Persian Empire, one should either speak Hebrew or Persian. Amu Lashon Yevani Lachud, Chachma Yevanit Lachud. There's a distinction between learning the Greek language, which is permissible, and learning Greek philosophy, Greek wisdom, which is prohibited. V'chachma yevanit mi asira, is, how can you say that it's prohibited to study Greek culture? V'amar Rabbi Yehuda amar Shmuel mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, eini olalol anashim mikol bnot yirei elef yiladim hayu bevet abba chamesh meyot mehem lamdu Torah, chamesh mehem lamdu chachma yevanit. Of 1,000 children, half studied Torah and half studied Greek culture. That the house of Rabban Gamliel was different, although it is prohibited to study Greek wisdom, secular matters are prohibited matters of study, there was an exception made for those who have to interact with the authorities. Right? So the one statement that we have in the Gemara on this is negative, but it's amusing to see what the Meiri's comment on my next page is on this issue of people who have to deal with the authority. He says, "Ba'achat ha'chachamim ha'shleimim, completely educated scholars, shekvar milu kreisem basar v'yayin, who have already filled their stomachs with flesh and wine, but soni loma ha'torah le'talmuda, the sodot mitzvoteha." People who have accomplished their studies of Torah, nobody can be considered as close to dealing with the kingdom more than they. So the Meiri puts an extraordinarily far-fetched interpretation on the phrase of Kovim l'malchut, namely anybody who's already been educated in Torah studies, it's permissible for him to study secular subjects, because that's what Kovim l'malchut is, and then he tries to explain it a bit. Because they may be called upon to debate Torah matters in public, and therefore it should be permissible. So he softens his position a little bit. So the Meiri, who was after all primarily a halakhic authority, but a rationalist in his disposition, tries to wash over the prohibition in the Gemara of the study of secular subjects by saying that when the Gemara says that people who are engaged in contact with authorities, it's permissible, and basically anyone who has a reasonable Torah education, by definition, according to the Meiri, in other words, by the stroke of the pen eliminating the intent of the Gemara, has the right to engage in these secular subjects. But now let's see what the Rambam does with all of this, which is quite different than the mere position of the Meiri, which is the rational. So let's read successively from various passages in the Rambam. On my page 275, continuing what I just said. Yesod ha-yesodot, va'amud ha-chachmot, the basic principle and the pillar of all wisdom, leida she'yesh shem matzui rishon, v'hu mamtzi kol nimtza. I'm sorry about these tzaddiks, which are the fault of my computer, which refuses to print a period, and I have to sometimes search out, so it's my downloading from the database for this particular.
Yeshem
or Yeshem? Yeshem Matzur. I don't know. V'hu mamtzi kol nimtza. V'chol hanimtzaim mishamayim v'aretz v'mashe b'neihem lo nimtzu'u ela miyamitaki matzo. So he is the origin of all existence. V'im ya'aleh al hadat shehu eino matzur, ein davar acher yachol lehimatzo. If you can imagine that this fundamental principle, he does not exist, then nothing else can exist. V'im ya'aleh al hadat she'ein kol hanimtzaim milvado mitzuyim hu levado yeh matzui. V'lo yivatel hu levitula. She'kol hanimtzaim tzrichim lo, v'hu baruch hu eino tzrich lahem v'lo le'echad mehem. L'tichach ein amitato k'amitat echad mehem. Hu she'hanavi omer v'hashem elokim emet. Hu levado he'emet, he is the sole truth. Ve'ein la'acher emet ka'amitato. V'hu she'atorah omeret ein od milvado. Klomar, ein sham matzoi, or shem matzoi emet milvado kemoto. Ha'matzoi hazeh hu elokei ha'olam, adon kol ha'aretz. V'hu ha'manhig ha'galgal v'koach she'ein lo keitz v'tachlit. He moves the spheres without any stopping, without any beginning or end. So first of all, immediately here he's adopting the Aristotelian position of the eternal motion of the spheres in direct contradiction to creation of Yesh Me'ayin. B'koach she'ein lo hefsek, she'hagalgal sobeit tamid, because the sphere rotates eternally, steadily. V'i'ef sha'shi yiso b'lo mesabed. And the sphere cannot turn without something causing it to turn. This is the Aristotelian argument for the existence of the prime mover. But of course he's willing to reject the creation of, from nothing, from Yesh Me'ayin, in order to establish this principle. V'hu baruch hu ha'mesabed oto b'lo yad u'b'lo guf. V'yidiyak davar zeh, knowing this fact, namely that there's a prime mover which is the cause of all motion, mitzvat aseh, that is a positive commandment, shenemar anoki Hashem Elokecha. V'chol hama'aleh al da'ato, sheyesh sham elo'a acher chutz mizeh, over v'lo ta'aseh shenemar lo yeh lecha Elohim acherim al panai, v'kofer be'ikar shezeho ha'ikar hagadol shakal talui bo. הקהל הנכבד והנורא הזה מצווה לאהבו וליראה אותו, שנאמר, ואהבת את השם אלוקיך. ונאמר, את השם אלוקיך תירא. There's a positive commandment to both love and to fear God. והיכו הדרך לאהבתו וליראתו. What is the method for loving God or for fearing God? בשעה שיתבונן האדם במעשיו וברואיו הנפלאים הגדולים, ויראה מהם חכמתו שאין לה ערך ולא קץ, when he sees the infinite wisdom of God, miyad hu ohev umeshabeach umefa'er umetaveh ta'ava gedola leida Hashem ha'gadol. He immediately has a great yearning to know God. Kmo she'amar David, tzam'a nafshi l'Elohim l'el chai. U'keshemachashay b'dvarim ha'elu atzman, and when he investigates these matters, miyad hu nirtal achorav, he's immediately thrown into a state of of awe. And he sees how insignificant his own intelligence is in comparison to the infinite intelligence of God. Therefore, because of these matters, I am going to explain these matters so that they will be a gate to understanding how to love God. And then he goes on to four chapters of Aristotelian physics. So after explaining that the love and fear of God is derived from the knowledge of God's creation, and therefore it's important for us in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Ahavat Hashem and Yirat Hashem to study physics, and he brings you up to date, gives you an excellent text for the next few chapters of Aristotelian, the state of knowledge of physics as it existed in his time. After he's done that, he writes, "Varim elu she'amarnu b'inyan zeh, v'shnei prakim elu, k'mo tipa min hayam mima she'tzarich leva'er b'inyan zeh." That's only like a drop in the ocean as to what should be explained. "U'bi'ur kol ha'ikarim she'v'shnei prakim elu, hu hanikra ma'aser merkava." So understanding physics and metaphysics, that's what the Gemara means when it talks about ma'aser merkava. So the study of the chariot, in fact, is the study of Aristotelian physics and metaphysics. Sivu ha-chachavim ha-rishonim shelo ledrosh bedvarim elu ela le'ish echad bilvad v'hu shiyeh chacham u'meivin mida'ato. The chachamim insisted that one should not explain these things in public, but only in private to prepared individuals. You only give him the chapter headings. These are deep matters. Not everybody is fit to understand this. This is the standard position of the dual theory in medieval philosophy, that the true philosophy could only be understood by the elite, and the masses were incapable of necessarily understanding all of this. V'aleihem amar Shlomo b'chachmato derach mashal, kavashim l'lulushecha, kach amu chachamim b'perush mashal zeh, dvarim shehem kibshono shel olam yiyu l'lulushecha, kolomar l'chol levadcha, they're for you alone, v'al tidrosh otam barabim. V'aleihem amru, in other words, there should be an esoteric realm of study, which is for the elite, for the initiated, as opposed to the general realm of study, which is for the masses. Bizman she'adam mitbonein bedvarim elu, umakir kol habaruim, malach, v'galgal, v'adam, v'yotzebo, v'yiru chachmato shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'chol ha'yitzurim, v'chol ha'bruim, mosif ahava l'makom, v'titzma nafsho, v'yichne b'saro la'ahav ha'makom ahu, ha'makom Baruch Hu. He will have strong desires of love of God. V'yirav yifacheid mishiflato v'daluto v'kaloto, when he compares himself with one of the great creatures of the universe, he will feel small in people. The matters of these four chapters and these five commandments, this is what our forefathers called the garden. A famous story of four who came and went into the Pardes to study, and only Rabbi Akiva managed to go out whole. The afalpi shegdolei Yisrael hamu v'chachamim gdolim hayu lo kulam hayu behem koach leida v'lahasig kol hadvarim avara. Not all of them had the capacity to understand these matters thoroughly. V'ani omer she'ein ra'ui l'tayir v'pardes ela mishin et malei kveso lehem u'vasa. This is The lechem u'basar hu leidah ha'asur v'hamutar ki'yotzei behem mishar ha'mitzvah. The bread and meat is the knowledge of what is permissible and what is prohibited. The afal pi shedvarim eilu davar katan karulot el chachamim. After all, even though these matters, the study of the law, is considered a small matter, shaharei amu chachamim davar gadol ma'asei merkava v'davar katan havayot de'abai barava, that the major matters of the study of philosophy and physics and the minor matters of the study of the halacha, afal pi kein ra'uyein heim lahakdima. As a matter of education, it's best to study the halacha first. Shehem yashvim da'ato shel olam tefila. The study of the law sets the man's mind in a proper path first. Ba'od shehem atovim hagdola, shehem atova hagdola sheshviya kadosh baruch hu liyishuv olam hazeh, kedei lenchol chayei olam haba. Furthermore, this was the great gift that God gave to the ordering of society via the law, in order to be able to achieve the olam haba. And of course, achieving of the olam haba means the understanding of physics and metaphysics. Furthermore, the knowledge of the matters of the law is something that everyone can know. Katan v'gadol, ish v'isha, ba'alev rachal u'ba'alev katzah. In other words, the study of the law is something which is within the capacity of everyone, which is another reason, says the Rambam, why it's called Davar Katan, whereas the Davar Gadol, the true object of study, namely physics and metaphysics, is only for the elected few. Now, let's see. The Rambam in Chol Talmud Torah. V'chayav l'shalesh et zmanu midato. A person is supposed to divide the times of his study into three. This is from the Gemara in Kiddushin. Shlish b'torah shemikdav. A third should be devoted to the study of the written Bible, the shlish b'torah shebaal peh, a third to the study of the Mishnah, the shlish yavin v'yaskil achrit davar merishato, and the third to be able to deduce one thing from another, yotzi davar midavar, yidameh davar ledavar, yavin v'midot shebetorah nidreshet behen, ad sheyeda heichu ikar hamidot, v'heich yotzi isur ha'asur v'hamutar, kiyotzei behem midvarim shelamat, nepnei hashmua. In other words, to be able to deduce what is permissible and what is prohibited from what he learned from tradition. This ability to be able to deduce new laws from old is what is called Gemara. Ketzad, how is this done in practice? Hayah ba'al umnut, if he was a craftsman, v'hayah osek b'mlachto shalosh sha'ot v'yom, and he would engage 3 hours of the day in earning a living, and then the remaining 9 hours of the day would be devoted to study. Of those 9 hours in which he devoted to study, after he earned his living 3 hours a day, three would be devoted to the study of the Bible. Traditional matters can be thought of as Torah Sheba Ktav, and their explanation to Rav Oshuva. V'ha'inyanim ha'nikra'im pardes, but those matters which are called pardes, b'klal ha'gemarahe. These matters which are the study of physics and metaphysics, the study of the secrets of the universe, those are really gemara. V'amed dvarim ha'murim, what are we talking about that you should spend 3 hours on Bible, 3 hours on Mishnah, 3 hours on learning one law from another, b'tchilat ha'mido shel adam, when he begins to study. Aval kishi yagdil b'chachma, but when he is matured, lo yehei tzarich lo lelo Torah shebiktav, he doesn't have to read Torah shebiktav, he doesn't have to study the Bible, v'lo la'asot tamid b'Torah sheba'al peh, he also should not be spending his time devoted to the study of Torah sheba'al peh, yikra be'itim muzonin Torah shebiktav v'divrei ha'shmua kidei shelo yishkach, he needs to refresh his memory every now and then by occasional reading, and he should devote his entire time to Gemara, which the Rambam has interpreted as Parvis. Again, one last thing from the Rambam here. Davar yadua uvarur, she'ein ha'avat ha-kadosh baruch hu nikshereth ilibo shel adam ad she'yishnet yishkeba tamid k'ra'oi v'yazov kol ma she'ba'olam chatz mimena k'mo she'tziva v'amah v'chol levavcha u v'chol nashecha. Eino ohev HaKadosh Baruch Hu ela b'dat shiyideh. He only can love God intellectually. Val pi ha'deyat tiyeh ahava. And to the degree of cognition, so is the amount of love. Im ma'at ma'at, ve'im harveh harveh. Lepichach tzarich ha'adam liyached atzmo lahavim ulahaskil b'chachmot u'tvunot ha'modi'im lo et kono כפי כוח שיש בו אדם להבין ולהסיק, כמו שברן ביארנו בהלכות יסודי הגרע. Therefore, a man has to study these matters which will allow him to know God, that means physics and metaphysics, to the extent of his ability. And of course, the Ram, I'll skip the Sagat Raivad. And finally, let's take a look, and I'll skip a little bit, by page 280. We can now fully understand what the Rambam's intent was in writing this whole book. Place that I have marked. Lefichach karati shem chibur zeh mishne Torah. I have called this book, namely the entire opus of the Rambam on Halach Mishne Torah, Lefish adam karei b'tara shebektav tchila. A person should first study the written Bible. V'achar kach b'karei b'zeh. And then immediately skip to read my book, my work. And therefore, he has no need to study anything else. You can eliminate the study of the Gemara entirely. That's the Rambam's purpose in writing. He says so. I'm not interpreting his statement. He's saying that his purpose in writing this book is that one can eliminate entirely the study of Gemara and immediately pass from the study of the Bible to his compendium of what the laws actually are, so then the rest of his time can be devoted to how the Rambam interprets Gemara, which means Parvis, which means the study of Greek philosophy. Okay. Now, of course, not everybody took this interpretation of the Rambam lying down. For example, if you go back to my page 278, there's a quote from the Rashba on the Gemara and Sukkah, Davar katan havayu davai rubava, perush davar katan hu legabe maasei merkava. The study of the laws may be minor in comparison with davar merkava. Sha'amavnu, legabe hanami lo nikha davar katan u'talmud, it's certainly not considered a minor matter as far as study is concerned, sha'havei chadmu kidmo l'kulam. They put... It comes before all of them. But certainly the study of Gemara is far greater than all of secular knowledge. And this is the true interpretation to any true believer. Not like the Rambam interprets, may God forgive him for writing such a thing. And furthermore, if we take a look on my page 281,
what do they mean by Ma'asei Merkava?
Ah, yes. Well, that will take a whole semester. But Ma'asei Merkava, according to the Kabbalists, refers to the mystical understanding of the Godhead, as opposed to Ma'asei Bereishit, which is the understanding of creation. According to the Rambam, Ma'asei Bereishit means physics, and Ma'asei Merkava means metaphysics. Greek philosophy in its two versions, and those are the two things that we have contrasted here tonight. We've seen that the Rambam, in his halachic work, if I were to bring down the Moran Avuchim and read what he had to say in more extended path, his analogy of the people surrounding the palace and not getting in, and the people... Those are the people who just study the halacha. The people who get into the palace but are rounding in the vestibule are people who only know physics but no metaphysics. So for the Rambam, Rambam expiates far more greatly on this matter in the Moran Avuchim, but I thought it would be best to limit myself to what he writes in his purely halachic framework, and he's very clear. The obligation for study, the mitzvah for study, is primarily to study physics and metaphysics. As a warm-up, you study Torah, and then you also study the Halacha. And if he had his way, he wouldn't study Gemara at all, because after all, he's written the book, which gives you the entire compendium of all the laws, so there's no need to do that. And then you can devote yourself purely to the study of physics and metaphysics. Let's take a look on page 281, my page 281, the two things that I've marked in the in the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah gives you a slightly expurgated version of what the Ran writes. The Ran was far more violent against the Rambam than the Rambam. But Katav HaRan Davar Katan Avayev Dei Avayev Baruch HaMishum Dei Meikara Amar Shelo Hiniyach Mikra Mishnah Kri Lahavayev Kari Lahavayev Dei Avayev Baruch Davar Katan Lepi She'en Safek She'atanaim HaRishonim HaYuda Yodim HaMishnah Al Doria Havayev Dei Havi Batar Haki Avayev Baruch Davar Katan Hashvin Olay VaHaRambam Katav Masha Ratza VaHalavay Shelo Nechtav. Actually, the Ran is far more severe. And the Kesef Mishnah has sort of toned down what the Ran actually writes. But there's also, so here, from the point of view of the Rambam, the commandment for study means the study of Greek wisdom. Because that's what leads you to a knowledge of God, and therefore a fear of God, and a love of God. But, let's now go back a little bit and see two famous quotes from the Mekubali. Here's a, go back to my page 271. Professor Katz chooses not to quote this, only refer to it obliquely, but it's a famous passage. So this is from the Zohar on the top. Vayimahu et chayem chayehem ba'avodah kasha. They, my 279. 279 on the top from the Re'ah from the Zohar. Vayimahu et chayehem ba'avodah kasha zu kushya. The torture that we undergo, the hard work, avodah kasha is kushya, v'chomer dokal v'chomer, uvilveinim da libun halacha, v'chol avodah basadeh da braita, et kol avodotam asher avduahem b'parech da teku. In other words, as far as the Zohar is concerned, the study of Gemara is pure torture. It's akin to the heavy work that's inflicted on the children of Israel by the Egyptians, and hopefully at the time of the redemption we will be relieved of this unnecessary burden and be able to devote ourselves purely to the study of, well, not Greek philosophy, but Kabbalah. But in any event, the philosophers and the Mekubalim are in agreement that one should not spend one's time studying Gemara, but rather, each according to his own opinion, study either Greek philosophy or Kabbalah. And the Shalah, Rabban Chasaretz, expiates at length at all of this. I quoted the whole thing here, but if you look on the same page, about 1, 2, 3, 4 lines down, or 5 lines down to the bottom, Mikam tirek ki yesh eser yadot l'morei de Kabbalah al morei de Mikra u'morei de Mishnah. That the student of the Kabbalah has a tenfold advantage over people who study just the Kiam Aka Musag Gedushim Haniskadim Yoter Gadol HaTo'elet V'Amala Meharvei HaMusag Gedushim HaShvim. Because what, even if you don't completely understand the Kabbalah, the benefit from studying these high matters is much greater than the understanding of the Halach. And now let's go back to the Kesef Mishnah that I was quoting before, because he has a quote from the from Rabbi Eliel Mizrahi. Okay. Ma'aseh Merkava im nekra gadol me'achachma talmudit. If the study of the Ma'aseh Merkava is greater than Talmudic study, hinei gadol mitzad godel hadrush u'ma'alato b'shnei opanim yachad, shehem godel nosei hadrush v'umek musagot. Ulam chachma talmudit, af al pi she'eino chogeret al nosei gadol k'godel ma'aseh Merkava, שהרי הדרוש של מעשה מרכבה הוא הבורא יתעלה. The object of study of מעשה מרכבה, as Dr. Schwaber asked, is the study of God. בין לדעת חכמי הקבלה, whether you interpret מעשה מרכבה according to the בין לדעת חכמי המחקר, or whether you interpret the phrase מעשה מרכבה according to the Greek philosophers, בנושא החכמה התלמודית הם מעשה מצוות הדיבר. In other words, מעשה מרכבה is greater than the study of מעשה מרכבה is greater than the study of halacha, because halacha pertains only to the commandments, whereas מעשה מרכבה is involved in the study of God himself. And take a pick whether you're going to approach the study of God via Kabbalah or you're going to approach it via Greek wisdom. Both, says Rav Elia Mizrahi, are called Ma'aseh Gadol in comparison to... It's an interesting fact that whereas the Greek philosopher, whereas the Jewish medieval philosophers, and we will read together an excellent article by Professor Davidson on this subject in a few moments, all maintain that one of the ways to study God is through the study of the physical universe and study of his creation. One might think that one should certainly be able to say that one be able to study God through the study of his commandments, but this statement is not made by anybody. That is, the Kabbalim say that you have to study Kabbalah in order to understand the nature of God, and the philosophers say that you have to understand physics and metaphysics. But they both agree that the study of the commandments is not going to lead to the understanding of nor the love of God. All right, let's...
The Rambam lived before the Zohar was written.
Yes.
So Kabbalah wasn't that important at that time.
Well, some might say it didn't even exist, but... let's take a look at the Ramban, who lived between the Rambam and the Zohar, which is in my next page, because there's a number of interesting things that he has to say. First of all, the Ramban, representing the extreme anti-rationalist view amongst the Rishonim, my page 282, this is from the Rambam's lecture, Torat Hashem Tmima. וכשאנו מעיינים יפה, the left-hand column there, אנו רואים שאין לאדם חלק בתורת משה רבנו עליו השלום, a man will not have a share in the תורת משה רבנו עליו השלום, עד שיאמין שכל דברינו ומעשינו כולם ניסים. That all of the things that occur to us are all miracles. All are the direct intervention of God. Ein bahem teva u'minhago shel olam. There is no such thing as nature or natural processes. So according to the Rambam, the Ramban, the exact opposite of the Rambam's position, there is no such thing as the study of physics, the study of physical laws, the study of nature. So it has to believe that all things are miracles.
Kind of extreme positive.
An extreme belief in the intervention of God, right? Whereas the Rambam puts God remote as sort of the prime mover, the Aristotelian notion of God, the Ramban takes the exact opposite position, namely that God interferes all the time in our daily lives, and there's no such thing as physical law. And of course, this is the tension that always exists in religion, and the two extremes are represented very clearly by the Ramban on the one hand and the Rambam on the other. I don't have to hide where I come down on this issue, but we will try to present them both, okay? In other words, if the rain falls, it's because of a ness, if the moon moves, and so on and so forth. If we turn the page, I'm going to skip a bit, you can make it with yourself. Again, here on Chevelle's page, Kufnun Hey, that's my page 283. The Torah has told us the secrets of creation, and then it is Maaseh Bereshit. And let's read the whole thing. Kmo she'amru ba'ba'el ha'shmot rabba ba'unkwa sager she'aya ben ha'chotel shel chesar ba'amar lei rotza ani lizgayer amar lei ulu'zu yasha ba'umot ata ratza lidabek amar lei katan she'behem yodea ma she'ein ha'goyim yodim she'yodea ma nivra b'yom echad ma nivra b'yom she'ni v'shlishi. And so he knows in fact which was created, what was created on each day. Amar lei l'mot Torah ba'al tizgayer. Well, you can study Torah without converting. Amar lei kol mi she'enu mahul eno yachol l'mot Torahtam she'ne'emar ma'agid varav li'akol v'gomer lo asachem l'chol goy. Ze emet l'fi she'yesh b'Torah sodot ma'asei b'reishit she'ezkir unkos v'sod ma'asei merkava v'sodot acherim rabim she'ne'emru mipeh al peh v'einam nimzarim ela l'chassid shel Yisrael. There are all these secret traditions which are only given to the Chassidim, the holy men. Behold, she'ein acher zokeh behem mikol. Hinei amar v'teirush, she'ein chachmei ha'goyim, behem ha'filu zofim, shahayu b'imei, shehu b'imei ha'filu zofim hoya. He was in the living times of the philosophers. Miyar acherei Aristo. This gets his chronology a bit wrong, but all right. Shekulam einam yodim b'yitzira ma sheyodea katan b'Yisrael. The Greek philosophers didn't even know what a small child, Jewish child, knows. V'davar baruhu sherov to'elet sha'ar ha'chachmot eina ela liyot sulam luzu v'lachachma shekorim heim yidiyat ha'bore. All of the other sciences are just a ladder to understanding the knowledge of God, and this even a small child gets from the study of the Torah. Kishahem avadim yimehem chachmat ha'higayon, when they waste their days in the study of logic, kidei shelo yitu b'darkei ha'mofet, in order not to have a false proof, v'yavu achreichen l'chachmat ha'limudim, v'hem, when they then come to the study of mathematics, v'mehem chachmat ha'minyan, chachmat ha'midot, whether it's number theory or geometry, ha'to'elet ha'magat me'elu sh'yomah gova ha'koma o'omek ha'bor, they can figure out how tall a wall is, or how deep the pit is, וכשיעתוקי מאלו לחכמת הגלגלים, and then when they go to, from there to astronomy, ובהן תועלת גדולה לדעת תנועת הגלגלים וחיבור והפירוד, when there is a conjunction, and when there is a disjunction, בארץ ויישוב, ולכות המערות, and know all of the eclipses, ומכל מקום אין התועלת גדולה כנגד היגיעה. That's not worth the effort. וכשיעתיקו לחכמת ההדיגון, when they then turn to the study of music, יהיה עמל יותר מרובה והתועלת תועלת. To them, they need more effort with less benefit. V'heim atzmam odim ki ha'toelet ha'gilola mikol eilu sh'yavo v'mechkaram l'chachma sh'krayim masha acharakar. And they even they admit that the whole purpose of this is to study metaphysics. V'hu chachmat ha'elokot, this is the study of God. V'yachku v'yodu v'sichlim ha'nivdalim sh'heim ha'malachim, and they will understand the separated intellects, which are the angels. שיש להם מעלות במציאות עד הגיון לעילת העלות יפרח יתעלם מלכותו ויחקרו איך נמצאו הבורים מהנו ושאר הגויים הם מבררים או סבורים לבאר ואיר they explain it or think they're explaining it וילדו להם ספיחות ומלכות אפילו לפי דעתם עד כי ראשם הידוע to the extent that their leader, meaning Aristotle, לא יכול להביא ראיה עם העולם קדמון המקודש ובחר בצונו הקדמות, he preferred to think of the eternal existence of the world. Kasher siper harav b'sefer ha'morav o'rayot midvarav. Okay. V'hine katan shev Yisrael karav v'yitzira yoter. Even a child understands the creation better. Ki yireh b'torah, ma nivra b'yom aleph, ma nivra b'yom beis, what was created in the first day, what was created in the second day, v'yistakel v'zev yitchakem b'inyan, ומפי מלמי בעל הכלבה ידע כי הקודם בבריאה דק מן השני כי יקרו נעצל ממנו וידע יסודות הם, etc. And then he will understand the various emanations and how things derive from one another. In other words, by understanding first the literal interpretation of the Bible and then the secret interpretation of the Bible, which has to do with the theory of emanations, he will know all of this, and why waste your time studying logic, mathematics, physics, astronomy, and all of that stuff? It's a sheer waste of time.
And did he write this polemic from a thorough knowledge of mathematics?
I would doubt it.
Kind of just discard all of it as propaganda.
Well, I mean, he was reacting against the Maor Nebuchim, obviously. Yeah. All of this is a reaction against the Ramah. What is startling in here, however, is if you go to the next page, it's really interesting. The Inyan Ma'asei Bereishit, second paragraph on page 198, the Inyan Ma'asei Bereishit Satum, Va'ani Eini Yodea Oto. But he admits that he himself doesn't know this. So here we have a very typical phenomenon that is, and I see it all the time in my world, in the world of theoretical physics, where everybody needs to believe that somebody else really understands the subject. And there's usually one hero. We sitting at this remove, can't imagine a greater authority than the Ramban, and we certainly can't imagine a greater authority than the Ramban in the Kabbalah. And nevertheless, he says, well, I don't know what this Ma'asei Bereishit really is. So, on the one hand, to answer your question, this is a very serious polemic against the study of science and the existence of a natural order from an ideological position, but he himself admits that he is not in possession of the secret knowledge. So, on the one hand, you have the philosophers who believe that they are in a possession of the secret knowledge and they're willing to transmit it to the elite. That's the Rambam, the extreme rationalists. And on the other hand, you have the extreme anti-rationalists, whose major spokesman is the Rambam, certainly, and he is willing to admit that there's someone who knows this, but not me.
He follows his own advice.
Hmm?
He follows his own advice.
Okay. Now, so much for an undiluted and uninterpreted reading of the sources. Now I would like to read with you an absolutely excellent article by Professor Davidson on the study of philosophy as a religious obligation. This article must have been written 15, 20 years ago. This is...